husbands and wives have a solemn responsibility to love and care for each other and for their children. Children are an heritage of the Lord. Parents have a sacred duty to rear their children in love and righteousness.
We welcome you to Gospel Solutions for Families on the Mormon Channel, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Matthew O. Richardson, Second Counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency, and today we will be discussing personal progress and how it can be used as a tool to enrich, help families, and to bring the lives of young women really to life. I'm joined today by Sister Elaine Dalton. She's the Young Women General President. Thank you for coming. It's so nice to have you, as always.
Oh, it's a privilege, a privilege.
And speaking of privileges, we're joined today by three young women who will be helping us to understand and get a good perspective of personal progress and how it benefits families. We have with us today Madison Morley, and you're a Miami-made, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
It's so nice to have you. And we also have Kylie McGill, and you are a Laurel.
Yes, I am. Thanks
Great.
For having us here.
It's good to have you here. And we also have Addie Hunsaker, who is also a lawyer, a Laurel. Maybe someday you might be a lawyer, but you are a Laurel, which is
Not
even
yet.
Probably the greater title, actually,
yes,
in
is.
My opinion. And Addie, it's so nice to have you here.
Thanks for having us. It's so great.
We have already talked a little bit in a previous program about personal progress and the ways that it can strengthen families and young women, which is a strength to families no matter how you look at that. And we're going to continue our conversation talking about personal progress and the benefit that it brings to families, the way that it will strengthen marriages and families now, as well as future marriages and families. As I was reviewing the Personal Progress book, which, by the way, I actually do quite frequently because it teaches me so many good things, and I couldn't help but when I was looking back through it again, the opening page is actually from the First Presidency. And there are a couple of things that just popped out for me, which could guide and direct us in how this will benefit families. Is there's a line here from the First Presidency that says, you, referring to, I think, the young women, but I believe this has as much pertinent to mothers as well. You have a noble responsibility to use your strength and influence for good. And I think if nothing else could come from this experience from personal progress, that right there is to teach individuals, both mothers, daughters, fathers, families, how to do that. And then the First Presidency goes on to say, always use your influence to lift and bless your family, other young women, and the young men with whom you associate. Honor womanhood, support the priesthood, and cherish faithful motherhood and fatherhood. And then finally they say, counsel with your parents and prayerfully choose goals that will help you cultivate feminine attributes, strengthen your testimony, and reach your divine potential. My goodness, there is a prophetic calling right there. And I think that if we just were able to do that in families, most of our problems in the world would be solved.
I love that you have just opened the book to that page, because I think a lot of times when you get a book, you go, oh, yeah, and you just skip past some of the really profound things and want to get started with what you're doing. And thank you for the reminder, because I am sitting here today and I see all over the world noble and elect daughters of our Heavenly Father who not only have a responsibility, they've been chosen and reserved to be on the earth at this time to, I believe, change the world. And so this is exciting to me. It's wonderful to be here with each one of you today. And as I look in your eyes, I picture girls in Tasmania, in Haiti, in Africa, all over the world, uniting with you in preparing to change the world.
That is so good. And it's not just that they're young. Some people mistake youth for the energy. It's these young women, they are young women, and they have the vitality and the energy. You really do. But as you were saying something, here's the critical part is, but you have something else, and that's the gospel of Christ. You can see it in their eyes. And that's the privilege that we've had to meet young women around the world who have that youthful zeal and zest for life and confidence in the future. But it's born upon the foundation of the gospel of Christ, and you can just see it. it's really a neat thing. So congratulations to you and for all the young women who are doing this. It's so wonderful. And, you know, Sister Dalton, as you were speaking, we do have the privilege to be with prophets, seers, and revelators on occasion. In your experience as the Young Women General President, having had that opportunity, what would you say about reading this opening page from the First Presidency and your personal experience? Is this just something that's a nice promo page that they write down? You've actually been with prophets, seers, and revelators, and what has been your feeling about how they feel about these things in reality, in truth?
In reality, I don't think the words adequately express how they feel about you. And about, they know who you are. So do I. So does Matt. We know who you are. You have been reserved and prepared to be on the earth now. It's a noble responsibility. It's a divine compliment to you that you're here now.
I like that you say that, Sister Dalton, because I've always known that you love all the young women in the world, but just sitting here with you today, I can just feel of your love and your goodness. When Brother Richardson read the part of the introduction in Personal Progress, it says, prayerfully choose goals that will help you cultivate feminine attributes. I thought of integrity number 5 when I did that, and it asks you to read Mosiah 18:9, and it talks about standing as a witness of God. And looking in my journal, I wrote goals of things I would do to stand as a witness of God at all times and in all things and in all places. And I can't tell you how many times I've come back to this page and reread these things, like be a good example, make friends, go to church, obey my parents, be happy, be thankful, just little things like that that helps me get through the day.
That's so good, Kylie, and I really like the way that you're talking about drawing upon experiences that you have done not too long ago, and here you're reading them from your journal. And when we read things that we've done in the past, it evokes experiences where we feel what we felt and then sometimes a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are sitting looking at you with your personal progress books, and they are tattered and they have been used. And then also you have your journals. And I mean that z. Some of you have different journals and multiple journals, and they are tattered and used. And I think that's so great. The journals, I think, is an inspired experience to help. Any thoughts on that, Elaine?
The journal's really critical because as you read a scripture and then it asks you to think about what that means to you and then record in your journal your feelings. Whenever you record or write down feelings that come to you, you are writing down revelation, really, from the Holy Ghost. And when you pay attention enough to write that in your journal, then the Holy Ghost knows you're paying attention, and he will give you more and more revelation. So the act of writing in a journal is very, very important for you to invite that Spirit to be with you. I also think that your journals will be a legacy of faith to your daughters and even your granddaughter. Someone will hold your journal someday and say, this is what my great-grandmother felt when she was 14.
That is such a good idea. As a matter of fact, I'm holding in my hands right here Nephi's journal.
There it is.
And Moses' journal and the journal of all these individuals, it's scriptures. And really, when it comes down to it, we look at what's taking place is in a very personal way. This can be and should be personal scriptures, which will bless lives. I love the way you said that. And so I think that's great, and I would encourage parents to encourage their daughters and sons, but their daughters, as they're working in this personal progress, to use that journal experience as a treasured opportunity to teach in the present as well as in the future. It will bless the lives. I do quite a bit in church history, and I'm grateful for those who have recorded the legacies and learned from the past. So this is really, really a good, good thing. When I was going through my personal progress book, and yes, it is mine. I didn't have to borrow my wife's.
Look, I know he does. He has his very own.
And I mark it up. And I went through once again, and I just put some tabs in here just to make notes if this really does have any referencing to families and how young women can strengthen. You that are here with me, you can see there's a lot of little tabs on this. And as a matter of fact, I gave up after page 22 because I was running out of tabs. the little markers on this. And I was not surprised, but I was grateful that the personal progress experience is a family experience or designed to help and to bless families. And so often through this, and so I come back to the First Presidency's comments is, you do have a responsibility, young women and young women leaders and families. You have a responsibility to use your strength for good and to lift and to bless your family, future families, and families around you. This is really a great thing. I'd like you to share some experiences off the top of your head. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but you are so capable. It's so wonderful to be in the presence of individuals that have experienced great things. And any experiences that come in mind that you might say, yes, I can testify that my experiences have blessed me and my family in different ways. Anything come to mind? Addie?
Yeah. A couple of years ago, it was like 5 or 6 years ago, my family and a couple of other families went to Mexico and built houses for some LDS families over there. And it was seriously, I was young, but even then I felt the Spirit with me. It was such a great blessing to go and do that. Not only did it bless my life and my family's life, but immensely blessed the families that we built those houses for. And it just, by being an example, you know, of being a witness of Heavenly Father and being an example, it really changed the lives of those people that lived there.
That is so good.
Yeah.
That is so good. Elaine, I know that when I've read through this, it's impressive of how many times the word service and opportunities to serve others comes up. That is a critical part of this.
It absolutely is. Again, that invites the Spirit. And you do that so well, so often. What do you think, Madison?
Yeah, I think service is the key to loving people. One of the value experiences I did involved choosing a specific family member to serve. And whether we like it or not, it can be hard to get along with certain family members.
True confessions.
Yes, the truth be known. And I really had a strong desire to get along better with a member of my extended family. And just by making a sincere effort to serve that person, I was able to come to love her so much more than I ever could have without service.
That's so good. How long ago did you work on that? What was that a part of your personal progress about? Months? Mm-hmm. Was it
probably
weeks?
2 years ago, actually.
2 years ago.
When I was 12.
Now,
yeah.
Here's the reason I ask. So you're 12 years old, mm-hmm. having this experience with mm-hmm. personal progress, and you set this goal, and you said it, you came to love them.
I really did,
okay,
yeah.
Now here's what I'm asking.
Okay.
2 years later, how are things going?
Great.
Really?
It was a miracle. I really felt like my whole attitude towards this person changed.
That is so great. Isn't that neat?
You know, it's neat. And I know the value you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll hear young women say, I've done that. I've had to start over on that one numerous times because
easy.
It says for 2 whole weeks, you have to be nice. And sometimes it takes a little while, but it certainly refines us, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Mm-hmm.
Addie?
When we are so wrapped up in ourselves and our problems and, you know, hard things that are going on in our lives, it's such a blessing to have that opportunity to serve others. Because I really believe that when we're serving others, it, you know, distracts us from ourselves and it helps us be selfless and really helps us to have that Spirit with us all the time.
I love
this.
This is so good. As a matter of fact, sometimes we think that we're the only ones that are having difficulty or that it's hard. It is hard. Life does propose its challenges. And ironically, we voted and says we like this and we'll do this because we can do hard. We mm-hmm. do hard. And I can't help but think some people would think that, oh, we're sitting here with these model young women, which we are. But it's hard, isn't it? Life is hard for everyone.
Definitely.
Whether you live in Utah or Florida or whether you live in Zimbabwe or whether you are in Nagoya, Japan, hard is relative and all of us are trying to work through. But I like what you're saying here is as we forget ourselves, we find that we find strength within, almost reservoirs of strength that we can draw upon. And personal progress, I think, actually adds to the reservoir for the future as well as builds for the present.
That's profound. That's absolutely profound. It is because it's true. You know, I used to say, I can do hard things. I just used to think I can do hard things. But I've realized that I can't by myself, that in the strength of the Lord, I can not only do hard things, but all things. And I think this helps us access the strength and power of the Lord.
I like that you, Sister Dalton, said that you can do hard things, because I think personal progress was meant to be hard. It's not supposed to be something that's so easy and we can get it done quick, rather a growing experience, and like through trial and error, and maybe if we don't get along with our brother, you know, try again the next week and just see what better things can come out of it. And I know that when we serve others, we not only bless the lives of them, like Addie said, but for us as well, and we can get things out of it, and we grow to love the ones that we serve.
That is so good, Kylie, and I really like that. Is I hope no one would ever get discouraged, because sometimes it is a little bit challenging, and sometimes it requires more of us than what we might want to give at the moment. But every good thing comes from when we invest, meaning we're putting something in, and greater things will return. Addie?
By serving others, we, you know, gain great relationships with other people. And when we die, we don't take the possessions with us. We don't take money or cars or clothes or whatever. We take those relationships and people with us and the knowledge that we have and the love for other people. That's what we take.
That is so good. That is so good. And I just love the way that this is spreading forth goodwill, and it's catching. It's infectious, actually, I believe. I have been influenced by the influence of those individuals influencing others who have influenced, et cetera. Yeah. It's a wonderful experience.
Do you know, when we added the value of virtue, when we said, it was very clear to us that we needed to ask the young women to read the Book of Mormon as the kind of the culminating experience. And there were many who said, oh, Sister Dalton, that's way too hard. That's too hard for these young women. I'd love to hear if you thought that was way too hard.
I thought it was wonderful.
I think
it helped so much.
It was hard, but that's part of the beauty of it, is that it's not always going to be easy, but when we're asked to do this and we follow through with it, we are blessed because of it.
So there's no glory in being involved in a mediocre cause. Is that what you're saying?
Mediocre causes bring mediocre outcomes and mediocre blessings. Maddie, when you said it was really great, what were you thinking of?
Well, it definitely was hard to be consistent in reading the Book of Mormon, but I feel like Heavenly Father gives us challenging things so that we can draw closer to Him and can ask for help, because He's ready and willing to help us. We just have to ask.
So. That's so good. For me, that was the most difficult part when I was working on my virtue value, was being able to finish the Book of Mormon. I love scriptures, and I read scriptures every day, and I read from many different books, but I like what you said. The blessing for me was twofold. One was the consistent reading in the Book of Mormon to pull me through, but it was the focus that is asked in there, to focus on not just reading the Book of Mormon, and I took this quite seriously, but was to read the Book of Mormon again with fresh eyes. I actually bought a new Book of Mormon and went through and remarked the experiences that I had, focusing on virtue and the power of that. For me, that was a life-changing experience. That wasn't an easy thing, and it didn't just come natural, because I have other things that I was working on too, but to focus my reading was a revelatory experience.
I think things that have great rewards are not easy. Like life in general, life is not, it's hard. But if we are living righteously and doing things that we need to be doing, then the reward is going to be amazing. It's going to be the best.
That is so good. Kylie?
I just think no matter how many times you read the Book of Mormon, if you have a different intention each time or something you're trying to get out of it, you will always get something different out of it. And that's the beauty of rereading these scriptures, is to keep them fresh in our minds and remember these things that we are reading.
That is great. It's the process of receiving revelation through revelators. And when we have that experience through scriptures, with your focus, your experience, because my experience has been, I read the Book of Mormon or any scripture differently this year than I did last year. I really do. But we also keep in mind, here's a great benefit of this, and I love this about the personal progress as well, is it brings not just scriptural experiences, but prophetic experiences of living prophets, encouraging us to listen to what those prophets are saying to us with just as much strength. I got a little emotional when Sister Dalton was talking about the love prophets have, and because I felt that, and their earnest desire for young women to become great women in the church, and their confidence.
Oh, their confidence. Total confidence. We are so confident in you. We're inspired by you. We pray for you, but we know who you are and the great work that you'll do. This is preparatory.
That's so great. As a matter of fact, I think of the song, Shall the Youth of Zion Falter. When that was written, it was written by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir director. And after a conference, he was worried about what was going to happen in the future. And he heard some prophetic utterance going on. And he just walked not far from where we are here in our studio to City Creek. And he sat there in between sessions of conference. And he could hear the water running down. And it was kind of... And that's kind of where he got the beat for that song. And
really?
Yeah, that's isn't cool. It interesting? And so he was so inspired that he started to pen that down, and that's where that song came from. For me, it has always been an inspiration, and the imagery of that is the moving water, the sound that it makes as life is going by. But in experiences from that to experiences of what we've been talking about here, when we sing that song, I'll have to admit, I might sing that a little bit loudly or a little bit too fervently. Shall the youth of Zion falter? And it comes to that answer, no. No, they will not falter. And that's my confidence as well, because you do. And I love this in personal practice. You have the responsibility to do what you can do and be what you are becoming. Any other experiences that has blessed your family or siblings that pop out from personal progress that has helped in your families or extended families or with friends?
Can I just insert here for a minute that we're talking about the blessings right now, but I hope that you can all, I can see as your leader what's going to happen in the future. I can feel what's going to happen even in 5 years. I can see you as mothers and what incredibly prepared, righteous, powerful even wives and mothers you will be for the next generation. So it's here and now. There are so many blessings, but this is just going to keep continuing on.
Well, and sometimes I think it might be hard for these young women to actually realize what you're saying. And I understand that because we have both been there and thought of the future. And sometimes you think of what it's going to be like in the future and it seems so far away. It is not that far away. And I like what you're saying, Elaine, about this, because I believe that is true, is the preparation or the price that is being paid now, which is evident from the things that you have shared and the things that I can see. I haven't been able to read, but all these not scribblings, but you can see that they're fervent personal writings in your journals, etc. I will testify that they bear off great rewards. I was looking at Kylie's medallion and I saw the little ruby in the bottom, and I couldn't help but think of, this is what I was studying this morning actually in my scriptures, was Proverbs chapter 31. A virtuous woman is far above the price of rubies. And I thought, you know, that is so true. And I thought of how that's influenced my life. And I couldn't help but think of a young woman many years ago doing exactly what you're talking about. And for example, here's a great influence in my life. And I actually borrowed this from my wife. She doesn't know that I had this. So she's probably wondering.
Look at that.
And so here's an experience. And one of the things that I remember about my wife is when I first met her was she was wearing her young women's medallion. And this is one of the first edition. And I was so intrigued by that as when I first met her that she had a young women's medallion on. And I thought of how impressive that was of a young woman who didn't know that what she was doing from those ages would have such a huge impact upon a young man who would be so grateful that she was wearing this. And then, of course, she has with her where she earned the young women's medallion again when she was working in young women's and has her honor bee as well. And when we were actually moving from one of our homes, we couldn't find her original medallion. And it was a sad thing for her, but it was really sad for me because that was one of my treasures from our early meetings of a statement of a young woman who was virtuous. And so we searched high and low, and I have for 10 years been searching for this medallion to somehow replace it. And with the help of the Young Women's General Presidency, we were able to find one of these, and I was able to give that to her for her birthday this year.
Isn't that great? That was a special experience
for us, not just because of the medallion itself, but because of the preparation of years preparing for something. And my children have been blessed from a young woman who took seriously personal progress. So I can witness of this experience, and I can only say how thrilled I am for your futures. Elaine, you better say something. Well, I think I have hay fever going on.
You're making us all cry. But you know, it's true. Why do I say to the young women, once you earn that medallion, get it on and wear it? Well, because young men notice. And there was a man in Scotland that said the same thing, Matt. I saw her from across the chapel, and she had on her medallion, and I knew that any young woman who would wear that proudly was someone I wanted to date and consider marrying. And he did.
It really does work, sisters. It really it works in a sense of not just for young men, but for everyone. As a matter of fact, I have a habit, and I'm probably considered to be the weirdest person on the planet. Whenever I see a young woman who has their medallion, I will march straight up to them, and I will tell them, thank you for wearing that, and I am so proud of you for doing that. And so I see that I have on my phone, I just returned from Russia, the Ukraine, and from Armenia, and I have on my phone pictures of young women that I take when they're wearing the medallion. So, because I know sometimes I'll see Elaine and other members of the general presidency, and I'll say, look, Armenia.
So
they
great.
Are proud, and they are working on progressing to becoming what they can become.
Plus, it's just this reminder, you know, if you have a picture of the temple in your room, I think it keeps you focused on who you are and where you're going. If you're wearing the temple around your neck, I think it helps keep you focused too. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. Totally right. It's such a good reminder just to see that. And when you're at school having a hard day, well, I'm wearing my medallion, you know. It's such a good thing to have. And one of my favorite things about personal progress is the talents and skills that you learn. I know for me, as well as probably most of you girls, that I've learned talents that I probably wouldn't have if it weren't for personal progress, like knitting hats for the needy. And I never would have guessed I would have learned how to knit, and who would have thought I would even enjoyed it, you know? But I did this, and I found myself even knitting after, which I never would have thought. But things like that, I just think it's awesome for the skills that we're learning.
That is so, so good. This is really nice. You know, when you were talking about the medallion as a reminder, I couldn't help but think that it's almost like a CTR ring.
Definitely.
In a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes we use that CTR ring to remind us to choose the right. But this is another experience, is to choose the right and choose those virtues and values that will take you to temple, etc. It's just another great reminder.
Eddie. Current temple recommend, CTR.
Oh, there you
okay.
go.
Oh, okay, Eddie. It'd be so easy to be that girl of the world, you know, and just sin and everything. It's easy. It's all around us all the time. But the difficulties of trying to be righteous and not being like everybody else, you know, being different than people, because the majority of the world isn't like this. But the blessings of being a righteous young woman are far greater than any other blessing
well
anyone will receive.
Said. Well said. Well, our time, unfortunately, is nearly spent. And so I would just like, before we close, just to ask Sister Dalton of what she just might say to parents or young women of how personal progress in your experience or in your wisdom can truly benefit families and really provide solutions for families in everyday living.
Well, I think the blessings and the benefits will be custom tailored to every individual and every family. But I think one of the sweetest things about personal progress is that you get to record your testimony in writing of what you feel and what you've learned and how close this has helped you come to the Savior. I would hope that that will continue in your progress back to Him, that from time to time, year to year, you will take the time to rewrite or write again the testimony, because I know that it's just the beginning and that it'll keep growing. And it really is all about coming unto the Savior by being worthy to be in the temple.
That is so good and pertinent counsel. I encourage all parents, if you would like to increase the love and harmony within your home, if there are struggles that are taking place, if you would like to improve, even make your family better than it already is, to use personal progress and work together with your daughters and with others. Adopt a daughter in a ward and be a good mentor. I love the B edition of mentoring in a time where we need good role models. So I appreciate learning from all of you, from Maddie and Kylie and Addie and Sister Dalton. Thank you so much for all that you have taught us and for the help. And to all the young women in the world, please continue on doing the best you can. And for the women in the world, help join in the great cause of bringing forth truth and righteousness, or to stand as a witness, to stand. You have been listening to Gospel Solutions for Families on the Mormon Channel, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.